Frank Kendall, the department's undersecretary for acquisition, technology, and logistics, says for 2013, DOD was in damage limitation mode. And while acquisition programs did take a hit, officials tried to keep programs intact, not knowing where the final budget numbers would land. If the $52 billion automatic budget cut stays in place for 2014, though, he says acquisition and R&D programs will take a disproportionate hit, in part because they're one of the few areas of spending that the department could reduce quickly.
The burden initially falls very, very heavily on the part of the budget that I worry about the most, the research and development and procurement accounts. We can't take force structure out quickly. We don't want to sacrifice readiness dramatically. We have already done some of that in 13 under the current sequestration implementation. So that moves you into immediately, of course. And, of course, there's civilians can be cut, too, but it takes time to remove civilians from the workforce and their upfront costs associated with that. So the burden falls disproportionately upon to research and development and procurement. And if we're talking roughly a 10% number for the overall cut in our budget, then you can, in the order of double that for what it's going to do to the research and development and procurement accounts. That's assuming we have the flexibility to move the money around. Yeah, and that's assuming also that we essentially exempt military personnel from pay cuts, which is something the president has indicated he has the intent at this time at least to do.
Speaking to an audience at the annual COMDEF conference in Washington, Kendall said the recent DOD strategic choices and management review showed DOD leaders that they actually could find reasonable ways to reach sequestration level spending caps, but only if they were given time to plan and make the reductions more thoughtfully over a period of several years. What the department has instead, he says, is uncertainty about where its budget is headed. So aside from looking for management efficiencies, it's not sure how or where to make cuts.
We don't know where we're going right now in terms of our ultimate budget. If we don't know where we're going, we're going to be tempted to hang on to force structure that we really can't afford in a balanced budget context. And by keeping that force structure, again, we shift the burden onto the other parts of the budget to absorb the cuts. So that's kind of what we're looking at right now. So there's going to be not knowing where we're going to end up. The uncertainty we're dealing with is the third major problem that we have to confront. And it's here, okay? It's here now. We're going into 14. I don't know of anybody who thinks that we're going to have an appropriations bill before the start of the fiscal year. Does anybody here think we're going to have an appropriations bill before the? No. Okay. We're just a few weeks away. We don't know what the CR will say yet. We hope we'll have more flexibility under a CR than we would normally have because we need it. We're going to have to make some adjustments. Part of the reason is, of course, to move some money around, and we need much more flexibility than we had in 13.
Kendall didn't offer specifics, but he says he's already tightening the Pentagon's acquisition belt, trying to avoid signing contracts that DOD might end up having to terminate next year.
I am already cutting back on some commitments of resources because of the uncertainty I'm facing. I just have to do that. You know, we don't know where we're going to end up in 14. We don't know where we're going to end up long term. And it's not about getting rid of fat or getting rid of things we don't really need. It's about cutting the things we need the least of all the things that we do need. You know, it's a damage limitation in effect, but it's essentially making the least painful choice among a number of very painful choices. So that's the situation we're in.
Kendall's office is in charge of implementing DOD's Better Buying Power Initiative. That program, with the tagline, getting better value for defense dollars, is something he says is more important than ever, given shrinking budgets. But he says it's already been harmed by sequestration because of the furloughs the cuts imposed on the civilian acquisition workforce this year. Next year, he says DOD desperately wants to avoid furloughs, but the overall size of the workforce is probably going to have to shrink one way or another.
Whether that happens under a RIF or under attrition and we just don't hire people as much as we'd like to or at all, but virtually, I don't know yet. At least not hiring people, possibly a RIF, and if it gets bad enough, unfortunately, possibly furloughs again. We really don't want to do furloughs. I spent a lot of time with the workforce. It had a very devastating effect on the workforce. It's very fortunate they were able to find ways to shorten it and only make it 6 days. The burden of the sequestration cuts falls across the department, and it falls on industry. And one of the points I made to our workforce as we were going through this was that it's not just the workforce that's being furloughed. There are bad things happening across the board. In industry, people are losing their jobs. Basically, we're cutting back on the money that we contract out. And people are losing their jobs. In the military, people are not having the equipment they need, and they're not being trained to the level they need to be and being brought to the level of readiness necessary, so when they deploy, they're not prepared to do what they're asked to do. None of this is good. It affects everybody. It just affects people in different ways.
And even though Kendall admits he's in the camp that believes sequestration would never take place to begin with, He says he's not overly optimistic about a political deal that would eliminate it.
I think what it is going to take is, frankly, enough visibility to the damage that's being done to convince people that it has to be stopped.
Kendall says the effects aren't visible to the public and even to some members of Congress. He says they'll become clearer in 2014, but from his vantage point, he says he already sees them every day.
It's a death of a thousand cuts, essentially. It's things like the runway that's not being maintained, so the damage, increased probability of foreign object damage. It's things like the facilities that are not being brought up to standards that, you know, I read a case the other day of a facility we had built and completed, but because of sequestration, we couldn't move into it, so we had to stay in leased spaces. We couldn't buy the furniture to put into it because of sequestration, so we had to stay in leased spaces. Cost us more money in the long term, but it was a way to get by in the near term. And, of course, stretching out all of our R&D programs, going to less economic rates, all this builds in inefficiencies, builds in bills we would need to pay later. But going into 14, we don't have a way to pay those bills because we're going to have to take additional cuts deeper than 13 and 14.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.